Saskatoon. Ricky Gladue and 24 other First Nations veterans in Saskatchewan were presented with the Queen's Platinum Jubilee Medal, a final gesture of appreciation by the late Queen Elizabeth II for all Indigenous peoples who answered the call to serve in various branches of the Canadian Armed and Police Forces. Saskatchewan Lieutenant Gov. Russell Morasty presented the veterans with the Queen's Platinum Jubilee Medal on Sunday at SaskTel Centre's lounge in front of their family and friends during a brief but meaningful ceremony. Certificates were also awarded to the Queen's Platinum Jubilee Medal recipients. Gladue, who served as military police, said he was pleased that he and other veterans received commendations for their service to the country, especially those who fought in conflicts overseas. "I was surprised to receive this, and I'm thrilled the Lieutenant Gov. presented it to us veterans. The only thing that I can say right now is that I'm thrilled that every one of us, who served, received this commendation. I'm still in awe," said Gladue, whose last posting was in Wainwright in Alberta. He also commended the work done by the Saskatchewan First Nations Veterans Association and the Royal Canadian Legion in signing a memorandum of understanding that Saskatchewan Indigenous veterans be treated equally. "It's a great thing for First Nations people to be involved with the RCL, to get the information and getting the help we need. To help each other out in every way we can. My grandfather and my uncle served in the First and Second World Wars, and they did not get the needed help at that time," added Gladue. "Now, I'm happy it will help the future soldiers, who will also become veterans in the next 20 and 30 years." Morasty, the first Indigenous person to hold this office, said the veterans have a special place in the late Queen Elizabeth's heart as she also served as a mechanic in the British Auxiliary Territorial Service during World War II. "It is an appreciation to everyone receiving the Platinum Jubilee Medal. We know that veterans, in particular, have served the country and by extension served the Commonwealth, which adds special meaning to the Platinum Jubilee Medal," said Morasty, now the vice-regal representative of Charles III in Canada. "The late Queen had a warm place in our hearts, not only for Canada but all veterans. All of these things make this presentation, particularly for me, meaningful as her representative before she passed away. And now, I represent King Charles III. Morasty said the medal presentation was already planned even before the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. Queen Elizabeth II was the longest-serving British monarch after ascending to the throne in 1952 until her death at Balmoral Castle on September 8. "We could not have predicted the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. But we need to honor our veterans, and the medal adds more meaning since it is a commemorative medal. It emphasizes the special day and milestone of the Queen's service to the Commonwealth.